particular race to for golf. Kilo race to Alpha Golf. Testing 1-2. Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo.
KEATZL.
KD8CCX looking for a radio check.
Doing fine, KB8OE.
Well,
JFACC in the mobile.
I'm actually talking to you here on a mic.
You sound like you're sitting in the truck next to me.
Got a double going on there.
This is KF8BSC in the mobile in downtown Flint. He's saying you sound like you're sitting in the truck next to me.
I think I heard Adam in there too. Is that you, Adam?
I've got one of these Shark RF M1KE, the IP microphone, not quite a radio, radios. And so far I'm really impressed with it. I've got a fusion node here at the house that kind of nullifies all my digital radios, and this just works over Wi-Fi, so it's not too bad.
Kind of like, what's that one thing everybody was running there, the online, I can't remember it now, the one thing that you connect on with your phone or computer or whatever, the ham radio, ham scope, ham something or other.
Kind of, maybe. I don't know how long these have been out, but I ran across it. There's a few videos on YouTube on it out there, but I ran across it, and it just seemed like it would be the silver bullet to solve all my digital woes with having the node here and allow me to connect, you know, to pretty much anything that was connected digitally, like over there in Lapeer or anywhere else using this. And it's a pretty slick setup. It interfaces with your phone, and you can select, you know, you can program stuff into it with your phone, or you can do it right from the mic here. And it's really, really quite slick. So I just got connected to All-Star. This will do, it's got about 25 different digital modes that it'll do. And pretty impressive.
Adam, there was another station in Flint there. I'm going to clear back out of here. I'm manning the crock pot. I just added some potatoes in it, and it's going to be done here in a hot minute. So, and my girlfriend's got to get up, and she works night shift, and she's got one more to work before she's got a couple more off. But I can't remember the station out in Flint. I'm sorry. I'm running around like a zoo animal here in the house and trying to get things wrapped up and get her out the door by about 6:30 or by 6, I think.
All right, no worries, Mike. We'll catch you down the coax, and I'll be monitoring this a lot more now that I've got this thing here, and be pretty nice. So, the station out there in Flint, I don't remember your call sign either, but go ahead and come back in, KD8CCX.
Quick one, Adam. You sound great, by the way. You need a set of stack 13 V2s up there on the rotor. All right, 7-3 fellows. I monitor this system, by the way, Adam. I monitor just about 24/7. 7-3 fellas. Hope I hear her alarm clock. I gotta get, man. 7-3, KD8OLE.
KD8CCX, KD8TZL.
I believe that was KE8PZL. Is that correct? KD8CCX.
KE8CCX, Kilo, Echo 8, Tango, Zulu, Lima. Hey, I just heard your conversation, and you sparked my interest on that device you were just explaining. Can you tell me the name and model of that again and what it does? Over.
Yeah, no problem. It's a Shark RF, all one word, M1KE. So a Shark RF mic. And it basically looks like a microphone, like any mobile microphone or station microphone. And but it's all digital. It just works over Wi-Fi. It's got no transceiver properties other than the Wi-Fi transceiver, but it is licensed for use to amateurs on all different digital modes. So Shark RF kind of spent a little bit of money, I think, to get the ability to do the Fusion, D-Star, everything like that on this thing. And it's a really, really cool unit. So basically you can go right from the unit here, and it just charges over USB-C, connects to your Wi-Fi, and then you can connect to any of the digital modes that are out there. So I can do All-Star, D-Star, Fusion, C4FM, Echo Link, DMR, any of that stuff. So it is a really, really cool little unit. I'm really impressed with it so far.
Okay, yeah, I copy that. Very interesting. So that takes the place of a hotspot? Is that what I'm gathering on that? Over.
That is correct. Basically, you don't need a hotspot with it. I run a Fusion node here at the house for Wires X for our local repeater here in Sandusky. So pretty much all of my digital radios are useless because I'm not close enough to get into a whole lot of other systems that are digital. And if I try and run them digital, it either nullifies out the radio going to the repeater or nullifies out the repeater to me. So it this was kind of the silver bullet that I didn't need to run a hotspot anymore. I've got a couple of those, and I've never cared for the hotspots all that much. I've had a couple that were stable, but just this seemed like a lot better option. I can tether it to my phone, to the Wi-Fi. I can use it on the road. I can take it with me and still connect to wherever I'm at. Really simple and easy, and it's got about a 30-hour battery on it, so can't complain about that either. But yeah, it's a really, really slick little unit. So it not just replaces the hotspot, it's not even needed to be able to communicate. It's got its own microphone and speaker on it, its own push to talk, and it's its own little unit here.
Well, that is very intriguing. So it acts as the radio itself as well as the hotspot. Yeah, that is kind of a game changer. I'm glad I listened in on that conversation. I appreciate you explaining that to me. I'm gonna have to go sit down in front of the interweb and maybe learn a little bit about that. And sounds like you're giving it a good review as well. Just real quick, how much did that cost you, over?
When I bought it, it was $340. They actually put it on sale today on, I think yesterday, on Cyber Monday for $320. But, boy, I'll tell you what, it's going to replace my FT3D and all my DMR radios and stuff. This is absolutely, without a doubt, going to replace them. Just don't really need them anymore with this. It is that cool of a little unit. So definitely for here at the house, I just won't need those things anymore. And any place that I have cell service, I wouldn't need a handheld with me. And it's smaller. It's easier to take with me. So literally fit it right in the pocket. But really, really cool piece of technology. And I know I'll definitely be getting rid of some of my digital radios because they'll just be redundant now. But, it would definitely replace a whole lot of radios.
All right. And one more question. I know I'm kind of dragging this out. Can it scan more than one channel? Over.
You know, I would doubt that it could, just because you have to connect to, like, right now I'm connected to the All-Star node, and so I don't think it can scan, but it's so easy to switch between them, it might be able to, but I don't know. I haven't gotten that far with it yet, but I would doubt that it can scan. Through, like, you could set up a bunch of presets and have it scan through them, just because it does have to connect to disconnect, that type of thing. So it's a lot like if you're, if you're on a node and you connect through to another node, I don't know if it's got that capability or not. So that I'm unsure of, but I should be able to give that report in another few days.
KDA-CCX, I think I got that call right. This is KDA-CZL. Yeah, that's a very interesting stuff, and I'm definitely going to look into that. And you said you're talking on that right here in the CUSO, over?
Yeah, QSL, I've been using this the whole time, and it is, from every report I've gotten so far on it, it is has great audio, and it's got a nice big speaker on it, so everything that you're saying is coming through great. And it is a well-built well-built unit. And I'm anxious to see what kind of stuff they come out with for this, because they just came out with a new firmware that added a whole bunch of modes and different things you can do with it. And I'm not even all up to date on all that. I've loaded it, but I didn't, I could literally load the firmware right from the device here. It said there was a firmware update. I'm like, yep, go ahead, load it. And it loaded it, took it about 10 seconds, and pulled it in, and away it went. So, this entire QSO and pretty much probably all my repeater work is going to be on this unit now.
Yeah, okay, copy that, yeah. And definitely a 5.9 signal. Your audio is spot on, perfect. Just for all intents and purposes, I am located in mid-Michigan right now, in the town of Portland, west of Lansing. So we're going through channels and making all kinds of connections to get this QSO to work. But I'm sitting in my driveway, and I appreciate ever so much you sharing that information with me. In this hobby, knowledge is power, as we all know. And it's very good to learn about new stuff. And again, outstanding audio on that device. So it's kind of thumbs up on my end. So TDHCCX, I think I got that right. It's KETVL, and now we'll be clear on your final.
KETVL. Yeah, it's, I'm kind of a, I don't want to say I'm a radio purist by any means, but I am a tremendous nerd. So I really appreciate the advances in technology that they're making, and this is one that greatly benefits me especially. Like I say, running that node has pretty much made my digital repeater work kind of useless here at the house. And but I like having the node there. It provides a lot of, we're connected into the Eastern Michigan link, which goes from about Monroe, Michigan up to Alpena on the eastern half of the state here. And so we're connected into that, and it actually gives our repeater some use. And but I've kind of missed out on that. And now I can actually get some use out of it on the digital side. So I like having that. But it's been great talking to you, and I'm sure I'll catch you on the logs here before too long. And check these things out. I can't say enough good things about it. I'm super impressed with it. Super easy to use, and Shark RF certainly knows what they're doing. So so far, I highly recommend one of these. So KE8. TZL, I believe it was. This is KD8CCX.
KEYNU, this is NEWCD. Good evening to you. How was today at work? Back at it today.
It was actually, wasn't bad at all. Busy, but not my busy. So I sat back up and kind of floated along today. But how was your day?
Well, I'm glad things started out well for you. That's the backup. Hey, can't beat that. Good stuff. We're doing pretty good here. Not a whole lot going on today. I've been on the radio the last couple of days. Had a good QSO with Len down in Madison Heights on Simplex. But not really just...
kind of catching up on things here inside.
Sounds like a good day. Relaxing and fun. It stays warm. It's cold out, I heard.
Yeah, a little bit chilly, that's for certain. Got out in it for a few minutes today. The last couple of days, we've done some cleanup from the, you know, the snow we got. But, I mean, it's been, you know, very minute compared to what they had said over the, you know, what was going to happen over the weekend. So happy in that regard.
Yeah, it really did melt it off pretty quick, which was kind of nice. Hope that worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I'm happy in that way. I heard it did get a little slippery. I was going to say, how was it in, how was it on the way in for you this morning?
It was slippery, but I mean, this car reminds me a lot of the Pontiac, where, you know, it's a good solid weather car, so I didn't have any issues.
I'm glad for you in that way. I was thinking about you there, wondering how the ride-in was, yeah, at least, you know, hey, we've had a little bit of snow, and you know, can't beat that. It's kind of neat, but I'm glad it's not an overwhelming snow, that's for certain. So, yeah, like I say, definitely kind of cold out there.
Yeah, a little bit. Glad to have the car, and the house has been staying warm, so it's nice to have a nice warm place.
Yeah, I agree in that way. A lot of people are not as fortunate. Living conditions or you know, just circumstances. Like I said, just very blessed. Indeed. So, but anyway, how did the rest of your weekend go?
Oh, it was good. Not very uneventful. Just kind of did our normal weekend routine, and Monday came around pretty quick, and just went back to school. A side note here for you. Saturday and Sunday, I worked nights for some time and a half. That built on top of overtime. Gives a little extra cash for Christmas. So just to let you know that I'll be working nights on the night side Saturday and Sunday.
Well, you were kind of hoping for a little bit of extra for the holidays, so I'm glad. I guess that's an answer to prayer, so we'll keep that in mind there. I have to mark that down there for Saturday and Sunday for you, but at least it's not a 24-hour shot there. At least the normal time is just trying to flip flop their days to nights.
Yeah, no, it'll be good. It'll be fine. And, you know, like I said, good answer to prayer there, and you know, a little extra overtime there helps out. There's gonna be a little bit of overtime available
here in the next couple of weeks, so I might pick up a day or two or a half a day or something like that. Try to get some extra cash here before the end of the year.
NAWCB, yes, I gotta say that'll help you out with Christmas and again, I guess if those opportunities are there and you need it, or of course you can fill in or help out, definitely go for it there. It'll, like I say, I guess it'll benefit you there and when the paycheck comes.
Yeah, because I work Christmas this year, and that's double time. And I work New Year's this year, and that's double time. So every little bit helps, I guess.
Wow, you were scheduled for all the holidays this year, although I know you got Thanksgiving off. But, man, you got, like I say, you got Christmas, but again, you got the incentives to work it there. That's one thing that wasn't there years ago when I worked. Although whether it was there or not, I probably would have rather took the day and spent with the family if I had the opportunity. But like I say, at least the incentive is there, and you can't beat that.
Yeah, no, and I've been offered Christmas off and New Year's. We'll see. We'll see how the bills are right now, because a lot of it that kind of dictates right now where we're at as far as whether I work it or I don't work it. So I gotta kind of see where the numbers are at and then kind of go from there. If we're good, I might take the Christmas.
Yeah, New Year's doesn't matter so much, unless you like to go out for New Year's Eve or something. But Christmas, especially the kids opening the gifts in the morning and being with family and that kind of thing. But like you say, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, and the kids are excited. They're excited because Dad works on Christmas, and so Santa Claus is coming the day before.
Okay, yes, definitely a special case there for Santa. There you go. Like you say, you'll have to think about that. Whether you'll take the day or not, but irregardless, I'm sure it will work out accordingly.
Yeah, exactly. So we gotta plan a date here to get together with you guys.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. I'll tell you, I was kind of feeling bad about not being able to come out for Thanksgiving Saturday night, but I think I read something on Discord or from one of the guys that said Gratiot was a sheet of ice from 23 to 26 mile, and I thought, I think we made the right decision. We'll have to work something in there. I'd agree with you there.
Yeah, Gene was saying that it was pretty slippery, so, and it was bad. I was listening to the county, and they were running call to call that night, so I was like, well, you guys, we chose wisely on that one, and like I said, we'll get a time and date set, and have you guys over and celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas and your birthday.
Yeah, there you go. It'll fall into place. You hate to miss out sometimes. You got to combine things. I guess it's, you know, I guess supposedly it's being flexible, I guess, but things will work out there. We can celebrate that time together with your family.
Yeah, we'll get something, I'm sure, and we can even spread it out to the as we need to. That's fine too. Whatever works out is fine with me.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it just seems like the weather kind of dictates things, especially the roads. Yeah, don't mind the cold. It's just the snow, and it starts getting icy and slippery and that kind of thing. But like I say, it always seems to dictate. But you know, I guess it's back to the flexibility, I suppose.
Yeah. It's the state we live in. You know, I mean, it's part of living in northern states that it snows and. Kind of be flexible and kind of go with things how they are, and it is what it is.
NHWCB, yes, they agreed on that one. So yeah, it'll work out there, and definitely looking forward to it. As disappointed from the other night, but like I say, it was the best decision, and. Yeah, we'll plan and see what lies ahead.
Yeah, for sure. I think we're planning a chicken dinner or something like that. So I think that's the plan.
Okay, well, you can count me in on that one. Stay tuned for dinner. Definitely. Yeah, Mom and I enjoyed, picked up a chicken from Kroger and got a couple of eels out of that. Enjoyed it in the crock pot there for Thanksgiving. We did our Thanksgiving on Friday for some, I think we weren't feeling the best or just didn't feel good. Did it that way, boy. It just—it was an enjoyable, like I say, a couple enjoyable meals there. Definitely stretched out there, so I'm looking forward to that. If that takes place, but whatever you have, it will be good. I definitely know that.
Okay, Wayne. Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to that. We're planning this year for Christmas. We're planning on just doing our own meal. We normally eat with our grandparents, but this year we're going to just do dessert over there. Probably do it on a different day. And one of those things. It's hard. It's stressful to try to get family Christmas done in the morning and then go over here and try to, have this food done, and, it works out better to kind of spread out the Christmases, and it works out better for the kids, too, because little kids get cranky after a while, and so.
We ended up having to do that, when you kids were young, we tried to do the circuit there, to your grandma's and grandma and grandpa's later in the day. It just became much. And, we wanted to have our own Christmas, and I think it's good for you guys in that way. And any dessert, I think it's just a lot less stressful, and even a different day. You hate it. Need to do that, but I agree with you. I'm for you on that one. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, it just takes the stress out of things, and I know a couple of years, past couple of years, it's just been hard.
get the kids backed up, get the gifts backed up, the food, and, you know, make sure we're over there, and you know, the little ones are, you know, they get tired, and they get cranky, and it's like, and, you know, we're stressing out because the kids are cranking, and they're tired, and so it just makes it easier, makes it better.
Yes, agreed there for you. And like you say, you know, that way you can just kind of relax and enjoy the house, you know, no expectations. Kids who've got their gifts, you know, the little ones can go, you know, go to bed when they need to or take a nap or whatever. And then that way, again, you can just kind of lay it out as a, you know, as a trip, you know, for an afternoon or for the day or whatever, and it all works out for the best. So I'm glad for you in that way.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Dad, I am pulling in the drive. I appreciate the hot dog and late conversation. And hopefully you guys have a good night. And your Thursday night after work.
Yes, indeed. Glad to talk with you tonight. I hope Leo has a good time at her ladies' event, and it's a fruitful evening for her. But anyway, I hope it's a good evening for you and a good day off tomorrow, and looking forward to talking again Thursday night. But anyway, like I say, enjoy, and again, thanks for the ride along. 73 is an 88 to you and the family. Stay warm tonight, and we'll talk again soon. NAWCB is clear. On your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Stay warm tonight, and yeah, you can let us know. Tell Mom we said hi. 73. And you,